Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH. And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
And welcome back, everybody. If you're watching on the video streams, you can see the swag, the gear there, Dan Israel, the trip back to the Super Bowl, the conference championship hat. We were kind of laughing in the first segment right out of the top, Dan, of just how wild this is, like how yeah, how wild it is to do this, to be here, how wild it is that we never thought we'd see it again after we saw Brady, and now we never have kind of not seen it for 30 years in this league, but here we are. I mean, this is crazy stuff.
Yeah, I was talking with Josh Klingler, one of my colleagues, the sideline reporter for us on the Chiefs Radio Network, and his kids are graduating high school this year. They were in grade school the last time the Chiefs weren't relevant in the AFC Championship or a Super Bowl possibility. It's just, it really is hard to imagine. I mean, sitting right behind me in the booth on game day is Brett Veach and the president of the Chiefs, Mark Donovan. When Samaje Perine got that first down, I thought they were going to bust the pane of glass in front of them. They were so excited. I mean, I was watching the glass kind of wobble, and I was thinking, it's going to break. The organization is excited. I think fans are excited. But, I mean, I get there's a generation of kids here who don't understand that this is special. But, man, I'm telling you, for somebody who's worked this game for 40 years, it is truly, truly amazing.
There are so many different things, Dan, to go through with the game on Sunday. And I think that, you know, really, of course, we always start with Patrick Mahomes and just, you know, his will to win, his will to lead that team and, you know, put it on his shoulders to make things happen. And it's equal parts, I think, going through the game, frustrating as it is, exciting to watch because they had moments where they could have pulled away. That's just not what this team does. Like, it's always got to be dramatic and intense down the stretch and then have Mahomes, you know, do something crazy to lead his team to victory. I think that just in the way in which they won on Sunday, but all season long, just kind of tells you all you need to know about this team.
Tommy, they just follow in the script, man.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, man.
No, you're right. I was joking with my brother earlier in the season, and he was talking about how, you know, it just drives him crazy. You know, the Chiefs are make every one of these games close. Then we played the Houston Texans in the regular season, and we beat them pretty handily. It wasn't really a game in the fourth quarter. And he calls me the next day, and he says, yeah, that was kind of boring. I get it now. It's like, you got to appreciate I think back to the Gladiator line. Are you not entertained? You know, I mean, this is it's such an exciting game to watch. And I think in particular, like when you get Mahomes versus Allen, it's going to be the fourth quarter. It's going to be late in the fourth quarter. You know it is. And it's just a matter of who's going to be that guy. I think what's amazing about this is at some point, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy that you just can't get past Patrick Mahomes. You just can't beat him. And I feel sorry for the Bills. I feel sorry for Bills fans. But the reality of it is Mahomes' experience, the way, the demeanor of this team, they believe they're going to win and they don't stop until they do. And I just think that finding a way to win at all, you know, costs, just I think is really something that served them well, not only through the regular season and through postseason, but hopefully against the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
Dan, in your eyes, just how cool is it seeing the blend of this longtime regime of Chiefs players, the Patrick Mahomes, the Chris Jones, the Travis Kelce's, making their impact in that game, especially Mahomes and Chris Jones, but also blended with these offseason additions with the Xavier Worthies, the Jaden Hicks, and then the in-season acquisitions as well, the Kareem Hunts, the Juju Smith-Schuster's coming back. I mean, this was a very unique one from that standpoint, I feel, just with how everything came together and everyone chipping in on this AFC title.
Well, yeah, and I think that's one part of the genius of Andy Reid and two part of the tenacity of Brett Veach, who doesn't sit back in training camp and go, all right, we got us a team. You know, I mean, DeAndre Hopkins, I know he hasn't been much in this postseason, but I mean, just played some pivotal role, I think, in the development of Xavier Worthy. You know, I think Xavier Worthy has gotten better game after game. And I think watching a guy like DeAndre Hopkins has really helped them. Guys, if I had said to you last week on the air, okay, the guy who's going to be the standout this week, well, Xavier Worthy was great. I mean, I think he was over 100 yards, but is Juju Smith-Schuster. You would have said, is he still on the team? it's amazing how they take these puzzle pieces and they work them every week. It's a different game plan. Every week it's a different spotlight. And I think that's just part of the genius behind this coaching staff, where you've got Kelce looking like Kelce week and not the next, and something else.
We did laugh about that earlier in the week, and I think it goes into, like, they had the long break and it was sort of like they got totally healthy and then they have a 3-week break, and I do think there was a little bit of rust early. It's not there now. Mm-hmm. Now they get another 2 weeks, but like, if we think about it in the terms of the coaches, most notably, you know, Andy Reid and Steve Spagnuolo, now knowing they have all these pieces and now that they have all this time, it's almost like they've had a chance to have another training camp with a healthy roster. Like, all the different things they have time to implement and put into place. And hey, Eagles, you've never seen this before because we haven't been able to do it. We haven't had the personnel to do it. I think that's where you get Juju Smith-Schuster plays, and who knows where it comes from in the Super Bowl now, because they have all their pieces back.
It's fascinating to me to watch OTAs in May, because Andy Reid puts together a practice regimen that he will pull out in November and say, remember the 3 days we worked on this? That's this play. Here we go, boys. And that, it's just insane to watch. I used to have the privilege of we do a Monday night show with Coach. Obviously, you guys carry that. I used to go into the coach's office to do the technical end of that, and I would get to see the whiteboard every week. It's crazy. It's like a beautiful mind. It's like Russell Crowe on a pane of glass, you know, doing the beautiful mind stuff. He gets it so crowded, like he'll like play after play after play, that he has to change colors, and then he draws them at an angle. So you have two plays that run over each other, but they're two different colors. So it somehow makes sense to him. I look at it and just think, oh my goodness, he's had a mental break, you know. But yeah, the ability for him to just continually create. And I think a lot of that's based off of who you're going to play, what he sees in the film, you know, he'll look at the Eagles. And I think, you know, one thing, if you, you know, one accomplishment that came out of the Bills game Sunday was that officially now the tush push has been stopped once or twice. And so we'll see if they can do that against the Eagles, because it's such a, you know, it's practically their base offense. It's crazy. But I'm looking forward to that. And I throw in there Steve Spagnuolo, because I feel like his genius is equal to Coach Reed's.
You know what, Dan? I think that, you know, talking about Andy Reid and the play calling and, you know, pulling out these plays and different things like that, one of the things that I noticed in the game on Sunday was I felt like they utilized some more designed runs for Patrick Mahomes. We know how dangerous he is on the ground when he's scrambling and trying to go for a first down, convert, you know, whether it's third down or fourth down, whatever that is. But there were some plays where he was rolling out to his right and, you know, had the option to pass it for sure, but it looked like he was going to, you know, take off and get those first downs. Even Greg Rousseau said after the game that there were some of those play calls that the Bills hadn't seen before. Like, they were new, they were different. And that seemed to be an extra wrinkle in the offensive game plan for Kansas City. Now, obviously, they deployed it in the AFC Championship. Who knows what they'll do in the Super Bowl? But I thought that was a crucial part of the offensive game plan that, you know, led to drives being extended for Kansas City.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Whether you want to,
buy, buy, buy,
in a bear market, or
sell, sell, sell,
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights, 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
You're exactly right, Tommy. I mean, I don't think we've seen that all year.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen Mahomes run.
Yeah.
But I don't think we've seen designed runs for him. And talk about, you know, I mean, coaches have styles, right? And a lot of that, quite honestly, is fear-based. You know, they don't do things because they're worried about the possibility of whether it's an interception, an injury, whatever. And I think designed runs for Patrick Mahomes have kind of always been that way. But it just goes, to show the creativity there. When he took off for that touchdown, it was like, I think it was the second touchdown that was the designed run. We were like, That is not a decision. That is a designed play where Patrick Mahomes uses his legs. That's Josh Allen's playbook. That is not Patrick Mahomes' right. playbook. But and I do think that he tends to use his legs more in the playoffs, probably because it's the stakes are higher. But yeah, you add to that, and he's deceptively fast. I know Allen is huge. You know, Allen's just hard to bring down. But Mahomes is deceptively fast. And look, you know, sometimes 3, 4, 5 yards is a difference maker.
Well, if there's one thing we know is that we're going to see Mahomes use his legs some of the Super Bowl. He has done it time and time again. Andy Reid talked about it yesterday already. We know it through covering the Chiefs for all these years. All of the prep is really going to be done this week. Take us behind the scenes. What's happening in that building this week as – next week is going to be much more than just football, but this week alone, what's happening inside that Chiefs facility?
Yeah, so, you know, really next week is crazy with the media responsibilities. The team will get down there. I don't have the travel schedule yet, but the team will probably fly down on Sunday, and we get down there, and it every day is a media circus. I just can't explain. I always tell people, you know, if the regular season, if you have a 100-story office building, if the regular season is played on floors 1 through 10, then each successive playoff game is, you know, floor 11, floor 15, and then you get to the AFC Championship, it's like, that's on floor 25, and then you get to the Super Bowl, and it's on the top of the building. The amount of attention is just absolutely insane and truly hard to imagine. I mean, I still remember my first Super Bowl in 2009 thinking this is an absolutely insane amount of attention, you know. But so that's all next week. So they will try to get their practice against the Eagles. They will try to get their game plan installed as much as possible this week. They will have practice next week, so they will go through things, but coaches are furiously kind of putting things together. You know, the staff itself, not Coach Reed, not the coordinators, but the staff below them work on these things prior to the week that they're needed. So you had staffers who were looking at the NFC Championship game, preparing for both the Commanders and the Eagles. And so it gives them a little bit of a jump start when they get to this week and they actually know who they're playing. So they'll work on those things today, this week, a little bit of conditioning this week. And then next week, it's just all about, you know, the Super Bowl. It's media day. I mean, it's a press conference followed by a practice, followed by meetings and really a full schedule. I mean, the players don't have much time next week. So whatever they're going to get done. Here's the other thing, Brandon, that I think people don't think about. So as you can imagine, when you make the Super Bowl, you get calls from your cousins. You get calls from
a distant.
Yeah. You get suddenly 50 requests for tickets, and players have to deal with all of that this week, whether or not they have a significant other that might help them, but they've got to coordinate with the team. Okay. I got to get my wife and kids on the friends and family charter. I got to get tickets for my mom and dad, tickets for my in-laws, and all of that has to take place this week. So there's a lot of personal stuff going on as well.
It's a wild ride. And Dan, before we let you go this time, next week we'll really break down the game. But at a bird's eye, the Chiefs have played basically all the best of the AFC all season long. They've not played the Eagles. How do you stack the Eagles up against the Bills, the Ravens, some of these great AFC teams we saw?
Well, obviously, Saquon Barkley's been a difference maker for the Eagles. I do think, you know, fans should be encouraged by James Cook was effective. I don't know why the Bills forgot about him. In the fourth quarter, he was not even in those drives. It's like, what are you thinking? But as effective as he was not a backbreaker. And I think that kind of goes to show, you know, if they can keep Barkley in check, look, he's going to score. He's going to score. That's all there is to it. You just got to keep him from, you know, scoring at will and every time he touches the ball. And so I think they can slow Barkley down. I think they can handle Jalen Hurts. They've seen the best of running quarterbacks. They've seen great running backs this year. Frankly, Chiefs are pretty good at stopping the run. You know, I mean, again, Saquon Barkley is going to be a difference for the Eagles in that game. But if you can contain him to some degree and contain Jalen Hurts and maybe eliminate a push or two where you let them extend the drive. And I really think the Chiefs have a great, you know, possibility here. I always find it fascinating, the NFC versus the AFC. You don't play the NFC enough to really know how you stack up against them, but we've played the best the AFC has. And I feel like they're at least as good as the Eagles. So take that for what it is. But I think the Chiefs have a real chance at making history here.
We'll dig in deep next week. Will you be in New Orleans by Tuesday of next week, Dan? All right.
Yeah.
We'll check in from New Orleans with Dan next week, our Chiefs insider, executive producer of the Chiefs Radio Network. Dan, enjoy it. I know it never gets old.
It never gets old.
There it is. There's the hat. There's the hat. All right, Dan. Appreciate it. We'll talk again next week. It's just we're all so spoiled because we cover the team for a living. It's been so relevant for so long now. Even before the Super Bowls, they were good, right? They were winning games. The Chiefs have just been in this straight. How long is it? You said 2012, Tommy, around 13 years of relevance.
Yeah.
13 years of relevance.
Day one when they brought in Andy Reid. I mean, that literally they introduced him and he went out and changed the culture immediately. Yeah, they started 9-0 his very first year. Like, you're absolutely right. It started with that hire.
Unbelievable. Looking forward to it. We'll check in with Dan. Always appreciate it. If you missed anything with Dan, you can go back and listen on the Odyssey app. If you're on your way into work and you had to jump out of the car, if you jumped in late, you can always listen to Sports Daily that way, even after you get out of the car. The Odyssey app, odyssey.com. You can just download the app, visit odyssey.com, search for KFH, download that Odyssey app today to get started. When we come back, we will talk college hoops. We talked K-State yesterday with Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the Wildcats. We'll dig in a little more to KU, who plays tonight, as we saw some interesting things happen in the Big 12 last night.
We did. Iowa State goes down. That's pretty crazy.
Iowa State goes down. Don't sleep on Arizona, but Arizona was favored in that game, just so we're all aware of like how they're kind of coming along here. They're also really good. And I don't know if last night's outcome is good or bad for KU if you're a KU fan. But we'll talk about that. And we'll talk about the Shockers, who are struggling. Interesting stuff out from Taylor Eldridge yesterday. There is a lot to get to with that. We'll, of course, have more of that. We expect Kevin Saul to be on the program with us tomorrow. We can dig in with him about expectations and what's happening and what can change and all those things. But we'll talk college hoops next. It's Sports Daily. It's Albrock. It's Caster at Zinner. We have all kinds of good stuff for you. Thanks to Crestview Country Club for being a great sponsor of the program. We would invite you to give them a call. Check out all the great facilities, even in the wintertime. There's still plenty going on at Crestview Country Club. You can say hi to Tommy and I out there. Some great listeners did over the weekend. We'll come back. More Sports Daily right after this.